This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
On this portion of the Agritourism Edition with the Kentucky Tourism Arts and Heritage Cabinet, we meet Kentucky Racing Commission Executive Director Mark Guilfoyle. Guilfoyle, who has loved horses and the horse industry since he graduated from the University of Kentucky, says they started getting ready for the Kentucky Derby several weeks ago.
We're ready for the Derby 100 days out. I have all my team at the Racing Commission, there's 34 of us, between the veterinarians and the paramutual department and security, and we have everything ready 100 days out, so we're sort of just almost like firemen then. We're just sort of, if something comes along, we'll put the fire out.
Guilfoyle says there is a key to what he and his team do every day.
If you put the horse at the center and you're doing the right thing for the horse, that's the focal point, and that's what our veterinarians key off of, that's what our security keys off of, everything to make sure that horse, when he gets on the grounds here at Churchill Downs or any racetrack in Kentucky, that he leaves in the same condition that he came in.
He adds Derby does require some extra attention.
We treat Derby just like it's any other day as far as our protocols. We will have a few extra employees here. We'll have 14 vets working on the backside. I hire some more security to come in.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous, there are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with 5 locations in Kentucky: Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HiBid.com. HiBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HiBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search and it's easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HiBid.com. That's HiBid.com and see what everyone is talking about.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Racing Commission Executive Director Mark Guilfoyle says security is high on Derby Day.
We'll assign Derby stalls and we'll know where they're at, so they have security on the stall. Also, I'll hire our security and we'll hire extra security just to walk around to make sure that nobody gets to the horse. We don't want anything that will disrupt the integrity of the sport.
He adds simple things can lead to major problems.
Somebody might want to come in and maybe want to pet the horse and maybe want to give the horse a candy bar. That's a no-no. It's got caffeine in the candy bar. It'll test positive and then they'll get the purse taken away. So we have to really keep our hands on that horse or eyes on that horse at all times.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.